It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Senate President Pro Tem is responding to criticisms of legislative pay raises and the hidden assets found at the Parks Department. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the issues are giving ammunition to opponents of Governor Jerry Brown's tax initiative.
California Democratic legislative leaders are dealing with the political fallout from a decision to award merit raises of up to 5% to hundreds of staff employees. Those raises came at the same time other state workers lost pay because of furlough days. Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says he made the decision knowing that, unlike other state workers, Senate employees hadn't received step increases for 4 years.
I will admit I've had a few sleepless nights over the break about it because, you know, pride myself on thinking through things. And, you know, it's a close call.
But he said the discovery of $54 million hidden in two separate state parks accounts wasn't a close call at all.
There is no good excuse for how we ask people to pony up private dollars to keep parks open, and then all of a sudden you find this money. It was a mistake.
Steinberg says the legislature will work to figure out what systems should be in place to prevent a recurrence of the mistake. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
The number of farmers' markets in California has risen substantially, according to a U.S. Department of Agriculture survey, numbering around 830. That's up almost 100 from last year. Kathleen Merrigan is with the USDA, and she says the economy and the demand for fresh, healthy food have caused a 10% increase in markets nationwide.
We know that we need to grow the number of farmers in this country with the aging of the American farmer. And one way to do that is to make sure that people have stepping stones into American agriculture, and farmers markets is a great way to start.
Merrigan says some of the increased demand may have come about since the USDA equipped about a third of the markets with the ability to accept EBT cards for food stamp recipients. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.